Morning, children. Morning, I would like to talk about a word we don't use very often, like in our everyday life, but I think we're pretty familiar with it. Who all has heard the word compassion? Can you raise your hand if you've heard that word?
Yeah.
So I looked it up, and apparently compassion is a noun. I was never very good at English, but and if I remember right, a noun is a person, place, or thing. So I don't think compassion is a person. I think it can come out through people, and I really appreciate it when it does. And it might be a place called compassion. I didn't look it up to see, but it's not really a place. It must be a thing. I think it's the thing that comes from God, comes through to his people. Compassion is sympathetic pity and concern for the suffering and hardship of others. Compassion. And some words that are similar to it are pity, sympathy, feeling, gentleness, and love and kindness. Those are all things that are similar to compassion. In Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21, I'm going to read this story about when Jesus fed the 5,000. We listen, we can hear the word compassion, and then if we pay attention to what Jesus did, we see that that's what he had for the people around him. So in verse 13, it says, when Jesus heard of it, I think it was when John the Baptist was killed for doing the right thing. He ended up being killed. And when Jesus heard about it, he departed thence by a ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart, give them to eat. And they say unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. He said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, looked up to heaven, and he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples, and his disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. This was a lot of people. This is probably more people than I've really been in a crowd of. I don't think I've been in a crowd of 5,000. I've been to Kingdom Fellowship weekend, and there's a lot of people there from the morning. That's pretty neat being in a crowd of that many people. But so we see Jesus went to take a break from the people. I think he went out into a desert place where there wouldn't be so many people. But when he saw the people, they followed him. And when he saw them, he had compassion on them. When Jesus had compassion, he healed and he fed them. That's what he did. Jesus had compassion on the crowd of people. How can we have compassion on a crowd of people? So I'd like to think this morning it's a lot easier to have compassion on people as individuals, but when you're in a big crowd and you realize a lot of people don't have Jesus and a lot of people are hurting, how can we have compassion on a lot of people? Anybody have any ideas? What if we smile? If we have the smile that Jesus can give us. That's the way to have compassion in people. Forgot, I had thought of some other things, but I forget what they are now. Let's look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 through 38 as another. Another total story. It says, but when he saw, this is talking about Jesus, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. So Jesus saw the people and they looked like sheep without a shepherd. That's what Jesus saw. He didn't see a bunch of rich people that had everything all together. Maybe they were there, but he saw people needing help. Jesus allowed the people to move his heart. So sometimes we see people and we want to just keep going our way and we just want to do our own thing, but Jesus allowed the people to touch his heart first. He actually felt what the people were dealing with. In Luke chapter 19, verses 2 through 5, we have another story. Let's read that. It says, this is talking about Zacchaeus. You know, we all know who Zacchaeus was, right? He was a short guy. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. So we see that Jesus had compassion on the individual. Zacchaeus was a tax collector, and a lot of people would have just looked at him and thought, well, he's rich and greedy, and because he likes to take people's money. But Jesus looked at him and he saw that he was a needy person, and Jesus had compassion on him as an individual. How can we have compassion on people as an individual? That's a lot more easy to do, right? Maybe one of your brothers or sisters is sick and they have chores that they should do, but maybe you go do it for them because they're sick. Maybe your mom is sick and the table needs cleaned off and dishes washed, so then you go do that. That's easier to have compassion individual. Anybody thinks of any ways that we can have compassion on individual? That's a great, great idea. Yep. But show hospitality. Any other way? What if you're somewhere and there's a lot of people, but there's one person that nobody's talking to? They look lonely. You can go and talk to them, right? Be a way to have compassion in the future. Maybe somebody has a flat tire alongside the road and you help them change the tire. Really. Seems like there's a lot of ways to have compassion on the individual. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, let me read that verse yet, and then do that for your parent. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. It says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Lovest brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. But Even the definition that I looked up online, a lot of the same thing find viable. A lot of times if you would look something up online, it wouldn't have anything to do with what the Bible says, but the way God has created us, we need compassion. And we we like it when people have compassion on us. So that's what I'll have to share. Go back to your parent. Thank you.